Hello everyone, welcome to today's Be Wealth 10 week turnaround Q&A call. It's Annie here. I'm really excited to speak with you, and for some of you it's the second time I've chatted with you today, and some of you it's the third. It's been a day of webinars, I can tell you. I've done the B1 webinar today and the silver webinar, and now it's the 10 week wealth turnaround. So sorry if you're all sick of my voice by now. But it's great to be with you, and I'm really looking forward to hearing how you're going with your journey to turning your wealth around, getting accountable, managing your money, and, you know, just stepping up to really taking control and being empowered around finances. So big welcome to you all. Can I just make sure you can all hear me first of all? Just put your hands up on clicking the hand symbol. Perfect. Looks like that's all working. Thank you. Sometimes I just sit here and chat to myself, right? So I just need to check you're all there. Good, good. Okay, so it's been very, very busy in the community recently. It's been very busy in the B1 forum with the Be Wealth turnaround and Be Powerful and everything else that's going on. And the coaching cert's starting up for next year, and we've got OWC. So I know for some of you, you've been feeling a little tad overwhelmed. So I want to just reassure you all that the 10-week wealth turnaround is just a name. It's not an instruction. You don't have to turn your wealth around in 10 weeks. It's just an invitation to stay regularly in touch and to stay regularly accountable. However, it could be a 20-week wealth turnaround. So if that's where you're up to and you're feeling like you're behind or you're not up to speed with things, don't panic. It doesn't matter. Please don't compare yourself to anybody else. Don't worry what anyone else is doing. It's just for you to keep accountable. Yes, the Facebook group will last for 10 weeks and the calls will last for the 10 weeks. But if it takes you 20, that's fine, as long as you keep going. And I do suggest that you have a buddy so that you can kind of touch base with your buddy and just have somebody's back so that if they're going at a different speed, that they feel like they've still got someone there for when the official program ends. So please take that pressure off yourselves. And if you have got a few programs going on, maybe you've joined Be Powerful as well, maybe you've joined Coaching Cert for next year, excuse me, what I would say is just to keep going with 10-week wealth turnaround at whatever pace works for you so that you can keep in momentum. It's so easy to feel like, it's too hard, I've got too much on my plate, I don't have the time, and then give up altogether. And it's going to be much more beneficial for you just to keep going, even if you do half of what you said you were going to do or it takes twice as long. Just keep going, little bits and pieces, keep each other accountable. We'll hold you accountable for the next 7 weeks. And it's all fine. So don't panic, anybody. That's the first thing I want to say. Second thing is, because you're all at different stages and, you know, you've all got different wins. Some have had some amazingly big wins, I've been reading. Some of you have had little wins. Please don't judge anyone else on the call or compare yourself to anyone else who's chatting. It's just about honoring your journey, being pleased for everybody else, and respecting that you're doing it the way that you want to. So if life's getting in the way and it's a little bit tricky sometimes, don't worry, just keep going anyway, and you're okay. Just bring some of that lover energy in, love yourselves up, appreciate what you're doing, where you're up to, and we're all in the same boat together. All right, my lovely. So who'd like to kick us off? I'd love to hear a win, a win first of all, just to start us off, and then we'll go into some questions. So who'd like to share something that they've implemented, that they've learned, that they've maybe had a conversation with somebody, or the jam jars is working, or they've made some money because they're focusing on it? What's a win? Yay, Jenny. Hello, Jenny. Hi, are you there, my love?
Hello, I'm here. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Well, I have literally just this second walked back to my laptop after one of my little wins. I got inspired by the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book and the idea of what's an asset and what's a liability, and my kind of general state of clutter that I've been attempting to work with for some time. And I got someone to come and help me.
Yeah.
And today I took a bunch of stuff to the charity shop. I've divided stuff up that I'm going to sell. I found somebody to sell some stuff for me on eBay. And I've implemented all of that. So I should be getting an income coming from stuff that is, to me, clutter, but actually quite valuable to other people.
That is so cool.
As well as donating stuff that is still of value, but not things that I should really be trying to recoup some of the money I've spent.
Wow, that's fantastic. Really great, really creative way, Jenny, of just, you know, getting some cash back and also decluttering at the same time. Good for you.
Yeah, it's a little win, but it's something I needed to do. So I've literally just sat down after taking the last lot to the charity bins.
Wow. And how does your space feel now? Because I know you've been wanting to do this for a while, right?
Yeah. Well, I've been doing little bits and pieces of it. So I've been sort of, I guess, token gesturing it for a little while, like taking a little bit and doing a little bit and doing a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I've actually done all of it. Like, my room feels like it's twice the size as it was.
Oh, that's so cool. I remember seeing your room, Jenny, on the circle once, and you showing us all the piles that you were going to work through, and you've done it.
It's all gone. And one of the things I kind of realized is part of the reason I'm feeling a little bit stagnant is because I've disrupted my own flow by being surrounded by piles.
Yeah.
It's like if I want to be creative and be in flow and start to look at how I'm going to get into my multiply phase and some of the other things I'm starting to get involved in, I need to have flow, which means I need to clear my space.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So it's kind of working on multiple levels.
Yeah, I get it. And to have an uncluttered environment is, you know, they've done studies on that, haven't they, in terms of the impact on our sense of flow. So brilliant. Yeah. Well done, you. I think that's not a little win. I think that's a big win because you've been eyeing that one up for a long time.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. To say it's been a ball and chain and a noose would probably be accurate.
Yeah, right. Right, and how does it feel now it's gone?
It feels quite liberating. I'm now really excited about some of the other things that I need to get done because I feel energized.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing, everyone else on the line. It's amazing what just looking after your physical environment can do for you energetically. It just makes you feel on top of things. If you're letting go of old stuff, you know, it clears the way energetically as well for you to have new stuff and space and clarity. So, yeah, don't underestimate that one, Jenny. I think that's awesome.
Thanks.
Yay. Thank you for sharing us. Thanks for kicking us off in such a lovely way. Thanks, my darling. Gorgeous. I love it. Good, good. All right, who else wants to share a win? Who else wants to share a win? What else have you been up to? Okay, we've got comments here about conversations that have been had, jam jars that have been set up. Great. Viv saying she could feel the freedom when Jenny was talking about that decluttering. Yay, bring on the freedom, right? It's really impactful. Really impactful on how you feel. But there was a hand there for a second. Linda, did you have your hand up? Was it you, Linda? If you did, just put it back up again and I'll come and open the line to you. Okay, good. Yes, jam jars are working well. That's great. Oh, and Jenny, you've also booked a session with a financial advisor. Oh, brilliant. As well as confirming a spot on Rina Mara's program in November, the property program. Hey, that's pretty cool. I love it. Those are really big things because that's taking care of your environment. It's taking care of your energy. It's taking care of the lover as well, you know, self-care and looking, beautifying your environment. And it's also looking at the multiply phase, right? The investment phase. Awesome. Good job. Okay, so what else? What questions do you have? What are you getting stuck with? What's holding you back? What do you want to know? How are you all traveling? You're very quiet tonight. Okay, so hands up who wants to open the line and I'll come and chat. Hopefully I'll get to chat to all of you. Oh, what's happened there? Hey, you lot, you're all silent. It's going to be a very short evening. Viv saying, thanks for the reminder not to beat ourselves up about being overwhelmed and a bit behind. Yeah, good. No comparison, right? No comparison with anybody else, and just go at the pace that you need to go. It doesn't have to be a 10-week wealth turnaround. It could be a 21-week turnaround. Okay, what other comments? Comments, questions? Heather's got her hand up. Hi, Heather. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm good.
Good. Where are you up to with everything?
Well, I was on holiday last week, so I did watch the video, but I haven't done my as much research as I wanted to do on where I put my money and things. I guess one thing I'm potentially kind of struggling with a little bit is I know I need to change the job that I'm working in right now. And I think what's going to come with that is going to be a reduction in how much I earn potentially. I mean, maybe I'm being presumptuous in that. Partly because I want to change what I'm doing for a job. And I don't have a whole lot of it. Well, I do kind of have experience actually, but you can see how unsure I am about all of this. But I guess in a way I'm feeling like the reduction in pay is going to be, well, it's making me nervous, I guess. I've enjoyed having a little bit of extra money to be able to save, and I guess I'm a bit worried about the impact a reduction is going to have on me, you know, being able to say go back to New Zealand to visit family and things like that. I'm not quite sure how to move through that right now. I guess it's a bit of a mental block for me because I know I need to get out of the environment I'm in. I haven't been there for that long, but I jumped from one company to find a different challenge. And I think about a couple of months in, I started in January, and a couple of months in, I realised actually it's not the right place for me to work long term. There's a lot of things happening.
Heather, can I just check, why are you assuming that leaving that job will mean that you'll have less pay?
I don't know. I think, I mean, I ultimately would like to start doing my own thing. And I know that will definitely, at a start, mean I reduce my pay. But, you know, I'm not necessarily thinking I jump straight into working for myself now. Maybe I do get another job, but I don't know. I guess I'm just really unsure where I'm going to go. And I guess that's making me a bit nervous.
Sorry about the noise. That's okay. Supper time, right? So if you imagined yourself moving into your ideal job with your ideal pay, in your ideal situation with ideal people around you, how would you feel?
I mean, that would be incredible. It would be incredible. I guess maybe I haven't quite figured out exactly what that ideal is, because in terms of working for someone else, maybe that's where I'm being stuck.
Have you done your power types profile, Heather?
My what, sorry?
Your power types profile.
Oh, the wealth dynamic one?
No, the soft power types profile, like the queen and the mother and the lover and those ones.
No, actually, I'm not sure where I find that.
Ah, it should be in your members area.
You
should have access to that in the members area. So just might be interesting. I'm just wondering how high your source stress would be.
Probably not very.
Yeah. it's a place where you can go to trust, Heather. It's a place where you can go to feel like you actually are able to influence the universe somehow, or influence life to be able to get what you want. And when you're looking at your future, all I'm hearing is that you're painting a negative picture, whereas you could actually be painting a positive picture that you could then start moving towards.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've just started doing, today I just watched the first video for Embrace, actually, because I need I need to do that for Be Love in December. But I'm feeling like I'm not in the right place right now, definitely.
And that's fine. So trust that, okay? But when you're looking at the future to the next place, just be aware of how you're painting a negative picture about it. You've got negative feelings coming from that negative picture. You've got a negative story in your head about how it's going to be worse and there's no money and you can't afford this and you can't afford that already. And it hasn't even happened.
Yeah, I know. I have a habit of doing this.
Yeah. So that's how we create anxiety, is to tell ourselves a negative story about the future.
Yeah.
Okay. And just notice what happens in your body if you do the opposite. If you say, okay, I'm going to trust life. I'm going to trust that I can find the perfect situation for me with the right pay, working the right hours, and be doing something that I love. How do you feel?
Yeah. It would feel amazing.
Okay. So which place do you want to start creating from? The fear, the anxiety, or the feeling amazing?
No, absolutely from the feeling great.
Okay, so let's admit then that you don't know the future unless you've got some psychic powers I don't know about. And so how would you know how it's going to be? Right?
Yeah, I wouldn't, yeah.
You wouldn't know how it's going to be. But if you make a decision, then there's a lovely phrase which is energy follows thought. And have you come across our cycle of creation at all?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
It's simply saying that there's an event, like, for example, this is I'm wanting to leave my job. The next thing that happens is you interpret that event, and from that interpretation, like what you're doing at the moment, is it's going to be worse.
Yeah.
So you're feeling trapped already. You're feeling like, I need to move, but it's going to be worse, and I don't want it to be worse, so therefore I don't want to move, but I do want to move, so I'm stuck.
Yeah, basically.
So you're in victim, which is the disempowering archetype of victim. You're feeling stuck and you don't feel like you can have a solution because the solution is going to be bad. No wonder it's not working for you, right?
Yeah.
So if you make that shift and go, hang on a minute, I don't know what the future is holding, but if I make a decision to focus on what I want rather than what I don't want, which you learned about at Be Wealth with the values, remember, towards motivation and away from motivation?
Yeah.
Right now you're focusing on the away from for your current job and also for the future. If you focus on the towards, then you have increased your likelihood of guarantee you're going to feel a whole lot better about it, but B, it also improves your chance of getting what you want. Because if you're focusing on what you don't want, that's what you tend to get.
Yeah.
When you focus on what you do want, you tend to find a way to find that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, maybe should I try doing some visualizations or just post a whole lot of positive stuff around me? I'm not quite sure.
Okay. So, first of all, I want you to write out with, like, do a magic wand technique, Heather. And write out exactly what you want. Don't listen to the voice that says, oh, that doesn't exist, or oh, I couldn't have that. Just write out your dream work situation, what you'd love, how much money, how many hours a week, how much holiday, do you get sick pay, do you work in a, you know, on the 30th floor overlooking the harbour, like what is it?
Yeah.
Yeah? How many, are there green walls? Are there plants in the building? Are there 20 people or 3 people? And are they best friends? Or what is it about your environment that you love? So every single detail that you could think of, write that down and read it regularly. So read it every day.
Yeah.
If you have any pictures that kind of look like that ideal for you, you can stick some pictures up around the place just to reinforce to your subconscious mind that that's what you're going for.
Yeah.
You can do the limitation release process, right? Which should be in your members area on feeling like, what's the belief that's driving this for you? What's the belief that gets you stuck in victim?
I don't know. I think it comes back to, I don't have anything to offer for someone to give me what I want in return, if you know what I mean.
Right. Okay. So I don't have anything to offer. Can you do the limitation release process on that?
Yeah, Yeah.
And after you've done that, can you please then do the 50 ways in which I bring value to the world exercise?
Did you? Where is that exercise?
Did you complete that at Be Wealth? It's the value exercise, not values, which was the, you know, the numbering exercise and thinking of your values. But we did a value exercise of 50 ways in which I bring value to the world. I have lovely eyebrows. I have sexy feet. I can drive well. I can type fast. I am good in the garden. Do you remember that?
I don't remember writing 50 things. I'll have to go back through my notes.
Go back through your notes and make sure that you keep writing until you've got 50 things.
Yeah.
Because you want to be stepping into a place of valuing yourself and coming back to queen. As though you're queen of the realm, rather than feeling like you're disempowered and someone else has got power over you, even if it's an unknown future situation, right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah, that's good.
But there's lots you can do around that, and it's just about seeing how you're creating your fears rather than staying with the reality, which is you don't know. And if you don't know, you might as well create a positive feeling rather than anything else. Jenny's saying the 50 things was on page 5 of our manual. There you go, we've even got the page
5. Great.
The value I bring is the heading on the page. Thanks, Jenny. Good. So does that give you some ideas, Heather?
Yes, no, that's really helpful. Thank you.
Fantastic.
That's really
helpful. And when you're feeling in the positive state again, then it's about going out and looking for the opportunities, right?
Yeah.
But don't go and look for the opportunities when all you're looking for is it for it to be crap.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Change your state first, do those exercises, and then move forward and go and problem solve and find what you want.
Yeah.
Good. Well done.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're great. Very welcome. Very, very welcome.
Thanks. Thanks, everyone.
Good one. Lovely. Thanks so much for sharing that, Heather. It's so important. And whether, you know, whether for you, everyone else on the line, it's a job, or whether it's finding the right investment vehicle, or whether it's anything in life, if you're sitting there telling yourself negative stories about it and creating negative feelings, then of course your behavior is going to get really affected by those feelings. You don't take good action or helpful action if you're feeling negative and fearful about stuff. So whatever it is for you, hopefully that was a relevant reminder for you. Thank you, everybody, for that. That's lovely. Okay. Oh, Jenny's also saying, I was stagnant for 3 weeks before everything shifted this week. So it's all possible. Absolutely. If you're getting negative or you're stagnant or you're stuck, it doesn't have to stay that way, right? It's about choosing your state, choosing the motivation and getting back on the horse and keeping going. So, yeah, thanks for that, Jenny. Helen. Oh, wow. Helen, you're literally moving into your new house this evening. If you want to come and have a chat, I'd love to hear about that. Just put your hand up. Love to hear how it is for you. You're in Devon, on the coast in Devon. Wow, how exciting. Unpacking. And cool, I'll come and unmute you. Are you there? You just have to unmute yourself with the little microphone symbol, Helen. That's it.
Okay, has that worked?
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
How exciting.
Yeah, because I moved down to Devon about 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I moved to Totnes, and I just found it was too far from my new job. So I did that whole sorceress thing that I just heard you talking about with another lady.
Uh-huh.
I wrote it down, exactly the type of place I was looking for and the time frame that it could turn up in.
Yeah.
I didn't quite get 10 out of 10, but I probably got about 8.5 out of 10.
That is so cool.
And then the price was a bit high, and I kind of thought through it, and I was like, well, I haven't actually asked for anything, so let's just put it out there that, you know, it's a bit tight on my budget because I'm paying for it by myself. But I didn't actually make an ask. I just put it out there that it was a little high for my budget.
Yeah.
And bless them. they came back and said, no, you know, we really like you to stay, and we drop it by this amount, and the council tax will be less because you're single, and all that stuff. So then it all worked out. So I literally started packing the car this morning.
Oh wow!
And then I went to work, and then I came out of work, and now I've come to my new place, and I'm packing half my stuff, and then I do the other half tomorrow.
That is
so cool. It's all come together.
That is so cool, Helen. And there you go, Heather. Sorceress works, right? That's the manifest ever I heard.
I mean, it's just what I generally do in order to get things that isn't kind of normal, you know, mainstream isn't the right word, but isn't necessarily standard. I'm like, okay, I can't do this by myself, universe. I need some help.
Yeah.
And then write the list and then put it out there and just wait in expectancy.
I love it. That is so very cool. And is the house lovely?
It is lovely, actually. Yeah. I was wondering the last couple of days if it was sufficiently lovely.
Yeah.
And again, the landlady has been so sweet. She's put all these extra interiors in to really kind of make it very welcoming, and it is very nice. And as well, I mean, another sorceress, I guess, is I think some of you know I've moved back from Kenya, and my stuff has been sitting in port, and I haven't got round to, I have to make a re-registration application, and I literally did it last night, like weeks too late, as it's just sitting in port. I was like, oh, how long is this going to take? It would be really good if I got it in the next 2 weeks. And at 10:30 this morning, they sent me the release. So it literally took them an hour and a half to release it. And I was praying for 2 weeks. So that's pretty cool as well. So I've had quite a good day.
That is just amazing, Helen. And is it closer to work as well?
It is, yeah. That's one of the reasons I moved, because the drive was too long and I didn't want to start at 8 o'clock in the morning on the Devon Expressway. So this is about 20 minutes away from work through a nice kind of tree hanging area and the like. So that was really important that I had a decent drive to work and it was easy to get there as well as everything else. So yes, it's all good. I'm chuffed with my sorceress.
Absolutely, and a great reminder for Heather as well, Heather, to add in the drive to work as one of your little things that you want, right? Yeah. That's awesome, Helen. Well done. And, you know, it's just a reminder, I think, that even though we're supposed to be talking about wealth turnaround, all the power types are so important in that. It's not just the physical bits of paper or numbers on the spreadsheet, right? It's how to influence life to have what you want in utilizing all the power types.
And also, you know, I think someone referenced decluttering earlier, you know, kind of creating an energy that from which you believe you can create. And I just really knew I needed and also where I was living was kind of a postgraduate type of place for 20s.
Oh, wow.
And I'm far long from that age. And I was like, I also need an environment from which I feel I can create the next phase and, you know, wealth and all the other aspects that we're looking at. So that was part of the package.
Absolutely. And did you have any anxiety about it?
Not really. I mean, yes, but not. I don't. It's interesting, and I don't mean to be odd about this, but my anxiety keeps going down every year. The more I kind of trust and believe and ask for what I want and expect it to arrive, the more my anxiety reduces.
Yeah.
So I did have a bit. I had an anxiety about which nice place to pick. That was actually my anxiety. And because neither of them were perfect, but they were both pretty good. So my anxiety was, which of the pretty good ones do I pick?
What a terrible problem to have.
A luxury problem, I think, is what you call it.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think that's weird at all. I think that's exactly what happens, is that as you do trust more, and that's not just sorceress, that's letting go of, you know, the disempowering archetypes and negative beliefs that we have about ourselves. The more you can trust, the more anxiety isn't part of the picture, because you trust that you'll be okay, whether you get, you know, the really nice place or the okay place or whatever. It's just about trusting yourself at the end of the day that you can deal with anything. So that's a lovely example of that.
Yeah, so I'm feeling quite chuffed right now. And as I say, I was just listening to the webinar as I'm unpacking all my suitcases around me. So it's quite nice to be also, you know, using the time I mean, you know, kind of double constructively, you could say.
Yes, exactly. Very, very cool. And tell me, how are you going with the wealth turnaround as well, like the practical side of that?
I mean, I'm doing okay on the audio. So I've kind of, I don't know, it must be on week five or something. I'm doing a half decent job of keeping up with them and doing the related exercises.
Great.
I'm a little behind on the tasks.
Yeah.
Purely because I've had to spend my time finding somewhere to live. Yeah. And that's been a bit consuming. But nevertheless, I did speak to, what was her name? One of the IFAs on the Be Wealth weekend, the blonde haired woman, Laura, I think.
Not Rebecca Robertson, the other one. Yes, Laura.
The other one. It was really helpful and very good, and very astute. So I had a session with her. I've got all the information from her.
Yeah.
So now I need to review everything and make the decisions.
Mm.
But I am feeling a little bit behind on that, but now I've actually got my new place to live. I feel like I can refocus again.
Okay, fabulous. And is that about the multiply phase, Helen? Like investing?
Yes.
Okay, good. Great.
Yeah, because I got all my accounts and everything up to date, so I've kind of done the foundational work, you can say.
Yeah.
So I just want to put some more effort and more push into that multiplier phase.
Okay. All right, brilliant. And so it's about focusing on that and also getting the tools. Have you done any investigation on the options for the multiply phase?
I've already got a couple of potential investment. I've already got a few out there already in. So it's more about getting better at doing the research and get better at identifying more investment options. But one of the ones I have, it's been delayed. So I have to wait till January until my money comes back out, which is fine. So it's really preparing for the next investments I'm going to do.
Great. Okay, good. And Laura will be able to help you and give you lots of ideas about that. In a way that's going to work for you, obviously, with lifestyle and jam jars and all that.
As I say, she's very kind of alert and sensitive to, you know, individual requirements.
Oh, good. Great. That's a good testimony for her.
Yeah.
Fabulous, Helen. Oh, wow. Have a wonderful evening unpacking.
Thank you.
That's the coolest thing.
Thank you.
All right, my lovely. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, see you soon. Bye.
Bye. I love it. Lots of manifesting going on there. That's awesome. Viv is asking, could I remind you how we conjure up what we want? Our dream thing and then how we keep that desire going. You said to think and look about it every day, but also let go as per instructions for manifestation. Yes. So obviously Helen's got that one down pat. But it's about getting incredibly clear about what you want, first of all. Really clear, like, you know, the whole law of attraction thing. I don't believe it's that simple at all. I believe that, you know, otherwise we'd create, every time we thought of something, we'd create it. I don't think it's that simple. However, I do see a big correlation with what we focus on and what we get, particularly when we're connected with source, universe, whatever you want to call it, life. So yes, sorceress is a place to conjure up what we want. And then the warrioress is the place to take action. And the queen is the place to say, oi, no, not that one. I wanted the green one. So it's about the sorceress dreaming the thing, being specific about it. Just a little reminder, there's a story of a lady who wanted a red sports car and she got a picture of a sports car. She cut out a picture of herself. And she put it in the car and she stuck the picture on the fridge. And every day she was doing her visualization of opening the fridge and looking at the red car and closing the fridge. And she didn't get the car. But one day, after a couple of months, her husband came home and said, hey, honey, come out and look out the window. Look what I've just got. He's got a red sports car. And he said, do you want to come and take, you know, go for a ride? She said, yeah. So she went off for a ride in her husband's sports car. And do you know what she'd done? She'd put herself in the picture in the passenger seat of the car. And that's what she'd got. She wasn't driving the car. She was a passenger in the car. So it's just a nice kind of reminder to be really specific with what you want. And that's what I was saying before about, you know, with the job, kind of just really planning it and really being aware of everything that you want. Maybe if you get 80%, maybe if you get 60%, but at least you've gone for the ideal and you've allowed yourself to dream. So yes, be specific about what it is that you want. For the soft power planning, you can step into the future of that. So you step into seeing it, feeling it, being in the future, living it, imagining it, and and then you come back and you kind of look at the steps of what you need to do to create that. But it's then about, once you've stepped into it and felt it in your body, you're kind of giving your mind, your body-mind instructions on what it is that you want. You then just come back and focus on the task that you need to do to create that. Like Helen was just talking about, you know, you go and find the house and you choose which one, and then you pack the car, and then you get there, and then you unpack the boxes. So those are all the steps to being in your ideal house. And so you do the little steps, but you let go of needing it to happen. You don't let go of wanting it to happen. You let go of needing it to happen. That's the piece about letting go of the attachment to it. Because remember, the attachment is fear. If you need it, you're saying, I can't live without it, or life's going to be terrible without it. So, that's the key. Does that answer that, Viv? Is that what you were wanting? Keep the desire going by having being connected to your big why that you want it, your dream. Keep it present by looking at it, but let it go in terms of a need. That's the kind of the secret formula. Good. Cool, good one. So lots of source stress manifesting happening. Okay, what about some practical nuts and bolts things about wealth and the jam jars and the other bits that you've got up to so far? Like, we've got week four happening tomorrow. The week four video will be in the members area tomorrow. Oh, well, I know it's actually already there, but it shouldn't be. So because you've got them all already, we decided to keep them there for you. But officially, it's week four tomorrow. So what other questions have you got about the turnaround and how you're doing? Just put your hand up and I'll come and open the line to you. Or you can put a question in the question box. Okay, you've all gone quiet again. It must be supper time. Everyone's busy eating. How are you going with the jam jars? Is it working? Have you set them up? Have you got the account set up? Jenny, you've been doing allocations for a couple of years. Very good. Fabulous. Do you want to tell me about that, Jenny? Do you want to put your hand up and I'll open the line to you? What do you mean by shift? Do you mean change? Do you mean change allocations? I'll find out. Jenny, are you there? Hi.
Yeah. I was listening to Joe talking about the allocation piece and the emphasis she was making on future planning and not doing the kind of sort of, like she talked about the millionaires and how they do it two ways. One of them is they invest before they spend, and the other one is they just kind of get on with it and it all works out, sort of thing. Or it's not quite like that, but I can't remember what she was saying about that. And I sort of thought that's really interesting because I've allocated an amount, and I've done it two ways. I've split it, one into a savings account and one into a stocks and shares ISA. And I choose the investments I do in that. And I've always considered that to be a bit of a play area, and I've never really put it into my budget because I didn't want to end up with any fear association with it, because I wanted to see how I could do with it. And I've actually done really well. My portfolio's up by, I think it's about 52% at the moment.
Oh, wow.
So I've done, that's over 2 years, I've done really well. And I'm still playing with it.
Oh, sorry. Is that with both of them, or with the portfolio, not the ISA? Is that what you're meaning?
That's the ISA. So my stocks and shares ISA is doing really well.
Wow, fantastic.
Because I keep doing this thing where I wait for things to go on sale and everybody else panics and go, oh, they're all going down. I'm like, no, they're going on sale. And I get laughed at. But I keep it as a bit of a game so that I can play with it.
Right.
And because of that, I'm doing well.
Awesome.
Because my kind of fear and control and it must do this doesn't enter into that space.
Yes.
And the space where I think it might enter into is in my sort of more formal allocation into my savings.
Okay.
And what I sort of realized today is that's old story playing out.
Mm-hmm.
And I should really be upping my allocation that goes into my stocks and shares ISA,
yeah,
not taking it away from other savings allocation, because I have multiple savings allocations, and one of them is kind of the pot that deals with sort of future things that might happen to do with my car or holidays or things like that. And the other one is my savings not to be touched for kind of, you know, my future self. And what I sort of realized today is actually I want to up my allocation of what goes towards my future. Because if I'm going to do the multiply phase in any sort of way,
yeah,
I actually need to be investing in that more.
Right.
And I'd sort of always done it as in terms of percentage, not necessarily that high.
Yeah. So that's a great insight, isn't it? That you want to be building your future more than other areas at the moment, not, you know,
yeah,
still doing those other things, but that you want to increase the percentages into your future building, wealth building. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
You know, we say sometimes you might be spending 30% on education for a little while, and then you might be able to just spend 5% on contributions. That might go up to 20% on charity contributions. So absolutely the same with your future investments as well. So that's a great place to be at.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting me a little bit, because I'm really keen on looking at other options for the multiply phase, but in order to do that, I need more to play with in that I would like more to play with in the multiply phase, so I can try out more things.
Yeah, exactly. And the more you've got, the more you can play with, right? And how would it be,
yeah,
for you if you felt as easy about those future options as you do about playing with the, you know, the fun money with the ISAs?
I'm kind of realizing that's where I'm at. Like, I'm not, which is really bizarre, because, you know, I am in the most unusual position I have been in my entire life. I don't currently have an income.
Yeah.
I'm building one, but I can't sort of guarantee and say I'm going to have this coming in every month.
Mm-hmm.
But I saved for this so that I could do this. So I'm relaxed about that. Because I'm not getting near any of my boundaries on that right now, which is good. Which is also giving me the space to look at what I want to create. And actually, well, that's the other thing I've done. I've booked a workshop that I'm teaching a whole lot of newly graduated and training yoga teachers on how to structure their business model for a 12-month cycle.
Oh, wow, that's amazing, Jenny.
Yeah, so I've had a yoga studio ask me if I'd do that in November, so I'm going to do that.
Oh, brilliant. That's great.
Yeah, so I've got a couple of things kind of coming in and dancing around that I get to play with.
Yeah.
But I want to take this time to look at when the money does start coming in again,
mm-hmm,
what do I do with it? Because it's time to do something a little bit different now. It's time to move to that next kind of, like, take it. I was going to say take it seriously, but actually it's not that. It's just put a little bit more energy into that space.
Yes. And I think take it seriously is, you know, something to be wary of, because it's take it fun. Like you've been doing with the ISA,
yeah,
it's fun money, you're not attached to it, and it's worked really,
yeah,
really well. If you can have this,
yeah,
level of fun and play around other investments, you know, you might have exactly the same result. And if you don't, it's not such a problem. Remember, we talked about money as just being brushing your teeth.
Yep.
It's never had the same level of emotional charge on it. It's just brushing your teeth, which is nothing. It's just,
yeah,
it's doing something. It's just playing. Yeah.
And I'm using that approach with going and finding different things to do with my time.
Mm.
It's like, okay, there are these things I want to do. And there's a few conversations I've been having about other opportunities as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm not attaching to them, but I'm kind of coming up, like I've had a query come in about possibly doing sort of a 5 hour a week consulting, I mean 5 hour a month consulting gig.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of looking at it going, oh, I'm going to put this number on that because that seems like, you know, I'll just try it and see how it goes.
Great.
And I'm not, it's like if it works, it works. And the thing is, it's the starting point. So I'm not kind of sitting there going, uh-oh, if they shoot me down, that means they don't value me. I'm just sort of going, wow, I'm going to go in for a conversation and see what happens.
Amazing. So your confidence levels are really increasing, Jenny. You're trusting more, you're playing more, you're letting go of those fears, and it's really bringing dividends already. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm curious.
Yes.
There's almost, I want to say a childlike curiosity, but I'm only saying childlike because it doesn't have the fear associated with it. And I don't know what it is without, I don't know how to describe it without the fear, other than, you know, kids don't have fear. They're just curious and they go for it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So just keep you want to have the feeling that you've got for the ISA and just kind of imagine that you can expand that and extend that. So whatever, yeah. If there's any limiting beliefs that are in the way or any judgments that you have about it, whatever it is that allows you to feel safe with that money, you want to just expand that into the rest of the money arena. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It might be that you're trusting. It might be that it's safe because it's a small amount. Whatever it is, just to see what allows you to feel safe around that and then expand it, extend it so that you feel safe around everything else.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is it's not a small amount anymore because it's grown quite well and I've been putting money into it for a few years.
Fantastic.
So I think I hit that point of going, oh, it's not just a little bit of money anymore. I could actually live off that for, you know, 6 months or more if I needed to.
Wow, brilliant. Really, really cool. And Viv saying she's really enjoying listening to you. Well done. Lots of great energy, enthusiasm and fun. Yippee doodle.
Aw, thanks, Viv.
Yeah, so lovely. And Linda is also saying, can you please explain the stocks and the shares? ISA, how do they work and are they tax-free?
Yes, they are tax-free. That's why I did it. It's like doing a savings ISA, but you do it through a third-party company instead of a bank usually. And you choose the stocks and shares and investments you want to put in there. You can start off by just putting money in and then waiting until you discover what it is you want to invest in, and then you do a trade. So what I did was I looked at all the different companies out there and I looked at the fees they charge per trade, how many trades I thought I might do within a given period of time, and the fees for transactions. So when you get dividends back, because I've got two types of stocks. I've got ones that return dividends,
yep,
and ones that are purely growth. So I'm relying on them increasing in value and then I sell them when they do.
You're managing it actively, that portfolio?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I track them because there are certain things I want to buy, but I only buy them when they go on sale.
Right. Okay. And is there an option with that to have it managed for you, or is it self-managed, all of them?
I don't know. I think you probably could get somebody to manage it for you, but that would be through, I'm guessing, a financial advisor.
Yeah.
I use Hargreaves Lansdown, who are award-winning for their value to do mine through. And actually, they've been sending me emails recently saying, have some help. We can offer you some advice, blah, 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 blah. But I think that's all chargeable. And I think I've hit some threshold now where they're trying to sell me stuff. Mm. But if you just research into it, I mean, I think the idea about the ISA is you do it yourself, but you can choose like mutual funds and stuff like that within it. I think there are options to do more than just your own stocks and shares. You can do like a a particular fund or something. I just don't know enough about those things, and I chose companies to invest in that I love, that I'm curious about. So, you know, I love my technology, I love Apple, and I love the ethos of how they design and develop. So I invested in them when they went on sale.
Right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So
So Linda's saying it's not a passive investment. How much do you need to put in to start, and do you need to put in regular money?
I think the minimum you can put in is £100 to start.
Okay.
And you have an annual allocation you're allowed to put in up into, because it's an ISA. So you're capped on how much you can put in each year. But I mean, I don't put in, I think it's like 13,000 or something. I don't go anywhere near that. I'm not sure if you have to put a monthly amount in. I think you might have to, and I think it might be £50. But you'd need to look at, I mean, they're pretty clear. They tell you that kind of stuff. It's not in the fine print. It's right up front. So, I mean, you could kind of find that out fairly quickly.
Yeah.
If you want a good place to go to look at information that's quite clear, try Hargreaves Lansdown.
Yeah.
And also Martin Lewis, I think he's got some good stuff on his site, the Money Saving Expert.
Yeah.
And Money Supermarket.
Fabulous.
I mean, I did my research 2 years ago, so I'm a bit rusty on it.
Okay, that's great. And Linda's also asking, is this what the IFAs call a tracker fund?
No. A tracker fund is something different. I think I don't know if you can invest in a tracker fund through an ISA, because I haven't looked at that yet.
Hmm.
A tracker fund would be something a bit different. The ISA is purely tax-free investment, so you don't get charged on anything you you make in that space. It's all tax-free.
Yeah, perfect. Brilliant. That's great, Jenny. Thanks for that. And also Vicky's saying that she has a stocks and shares ISA with M&G that's managed for her and has a good return. That's interesting. So they can be managed. Great. So it's managed. MG manage it, not an IFA, and I don't have to pay into it monthly. So also check out M&G. There you go. Hot tips. Oh, and Nikki is also then saying you can do an index tracker ISA.
Cool.
There you go. There's even more opportunities, Jenny, for you. Even more options.
I was going to say, I'm writing that down because I'm pretty sure there are a number of different areas which I haven't expanded into yet. So I'm going to write that one down.
Yeah, great. Thanks for that, Nikki. Lovely. Thanks, Jenny. That's brilliant.
You're welcome. Glad I could help.
Yeah, well done you. Thanks, my darling. Okay, that's brilliant. Get some new info. So, Linda, hopefully that answers your questions. Otherwise, you might want to get in touch with Jenny or Vicky or Nikki. Nikki's saying, you've just got your 19-year-old to set one up with H&L. Oh, wow, that's an index tracker. Yeah, good one. Okay, and Linda, you're going to talk to Rebecca about it. Good, you've booked a call with Rebecca Robertson. Good one. Fabulous. Yay. Love it when you all support each other. That's beautiful. Okay, let me just go back here. Jennifer had a question. Jennifer, you're at week 2 and I'm frozen because I'm in a minus status every month, so it's freaking me out. So I've stopped. I can't see the plus coming in or getting in the black. I know I've got in a spot where I spend more than I have for years and I've got in a rut. Jennifer, do you want me to open the line to you? Just put your hand up. Probably easier to have a chat about that one. Cool. I'll open the line to you. Hi. Oh, can you unmute yourself? That's it. Are you there?
Hi, I'm there. Thank you.
How are you doing?
Not too bad. I've done the morning call. I'm now on the evening call.
I know. How amazing. Top and tail of your day.
Yes. Yeah, I think the morning one positively. Now the evening one's not so positive.
Yes. Money in it, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So tell me about this situation and what the plan is for it, basically.
Yeah, well, I think that's the reason why I joined Be Wealth, basically, was because of I sort of know I should be in a better situation, but yeah, I've got into a bit of a rut, and I've done it for a little while now, just overspent through personal circumstances and a few tragedies in the family. So you literally just, I decided what's the point, and I just overspent. Then I decided it's time to stop. But now that I'm doing the spreadsheet, I've realised, oh God, it's made me feel sick because I can't see how to get back in the black. And I know people have cut down, looked at better bargains regarding internets and all those sort of things, but that I don't think is enough. And I can't, and because of that, I haven't done the jam jars, because you can't, in my head, you can't separate minuses into jars, really. It doesn't work. So yeah, it's that sort of, and also I've fallen behind slightly, because obviously we're now in week 4, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've come a bit, Be Powerful, I'm doing really well on, but yeah, Be Well, I've come to a bit of a standstill.
Okay, so what's your plan to sort this out?
To try and continue going through the seminars, I think continue going through the actual weekly videos and stuff. I'm not sure if there's a solution out of that. I've looked at some of the things that I'm looking at reducing.
Yeah.
Slightly, but that's really it. My job hasn't changed and can't change yet. I'm about to change jobs, but it's a better job, but same financial salary coming in.
Okay.
So yeah.
So the ways to solve that situation, very simply, spend less, earn more. There's got to be going out or more coming in. Some radical ways that people have got themselves out of that is to go live with family for a year, go do house sitting for a year so that you're not spending anything on living. Get a second job. There are things that you can do that may be radical that you may want
to
put on the table if you're feeling that stuck about it. Find a job that pays more, you know, lots of different things. Reduce expenses somehow, cut more things out. But it sounds like you actually have got to do something to change that significantly.
That's exactly what it is, yeah. And it's just deciding what to do. I know I've got to do something sort of radical. Living at the back of the parents isn't going to happen because they're full. And it's not, I suppose sometimes I feel worse than it actually is sometimes. I thought I just see it as just minus, and I don't look at the amount every night, every month, to think, oh God, how bad is it compared to last month? Mm-hmm. But I do need to finish off the spreadsheet, because I got to a point where I felt sick and stopped, basically. And then probably try and see what else I can reduce.
I know you feel sick, but honestly, that's the exact place that you need to keep going. Putting your head back in the sand is not going to fix it. And for anybody who's feeling really uncomfortable about their situation, that's the call for you to make change. So don't run away from the discomfort, move into the discomfort and go, hang on a minute, I don't want to feel this shitty about money anymore. I need to sort it. You need to harness up your warrior S, my darling. Get back in the saddle and just get on with finding a plan.
Right, okay.
You don't actually have the luxury, it sounds like, of wallowing, feeling sorry for yourself, getting stuck in victim, or just waiting for it to change itself.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, I think I've been a bit of both.
You can't afford that.
No. You're right. I've been told off now. Yes, you're right.
It won't fix itself by itself, right? It won't do it itself. Yeah. You have to do it. So what I want you to do is, have you got a buddy? Have you got somebody to be accountable with in the program?
Yeah, I've got a lady. I haven't met her yet, but a lady from the WhatsApp group, Nikki, I'm going to contact later on. We haven't met yet, but I must have mentioned something.
Perfect. So ask your buddy to keep you accountable to finishing off your spreadsheet, number one.
Okay. Yes. Yep.
Have you done the power types profile?
The panel types?
Power types profile, the queen, the
one. No, that's my next thing. No, that's happening tomorrow. I've just finished. Yeah, I'm doing that tomorrow.
Okay. Be very interesting to see what your warrioress level is. But I want you to do the warrioress exercise. So find a piece of music that helps you step into warrioress, Jennifer, and just, you know, put your Xena warrior princess stockings on and your little short skirt and get out into battle, girl.
Yep.
Right? You really want to turn her up right now, because otherwise you can just fall into the slough of despond. And that's not going to help you. You need to actually change your state. If you need to do a limiting release process, then remember the limitation release process is in your members area.
Yeah, of course.
What is it? What's the belief that's holding you back right now?
Okay. What now?
Yeah, tell me. What's the belief that's holding you back?
I suppose around money, it's almost like how there's no fear about not having any, but I have got a fear of not having any, and I believe I should have more than what I have got now. And it's more of embarrassment more than anything, and feeling ashamed.
So it's shame.
Yep.
Okay, great. So the fact is that you haven't got what you think you should have. You've got what you've got.
Yep.
Or not got. So you need to release the shame, okay, because that's holding you stuck in feeling bad about it. So can you please do the limitation release process on shame?
Yep.
Let that self-judgment go, and then you can look at the figures as neutral figures and just go, okay, this is what I got. It ain't a lot, but this is what the situation is, and then you can get into warrior S. But please do the clearing the shame first, because that's what sounds to me like that's what's holding you stuck in.
Yeah,
then trying to feel bad and then stick your head in the sand again.
Yep, no, perfect.
So three steps. Yep. The limitation release first, accessing the warrior S second, and then do your spreadsheet third, and please be accountable. And Nikki is on the line and saying, me, I'm listening. On to you.
Oh, bless her. Thank you very much. She's lovely. Really good. Thank you.
You're welcome, my darling. Well done you. Thanks for being much. Honest about it.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks, hon. Right. Yeah. We need to sometimes just get our warrior S boots on, right, and just kick that sucker into order. So good. Thanks for sharing that, Jennifer. Let me check these questions here. I see you've done those ones. I think I missed somebody's message. Okay, Jenny. When I was like that, I looked at the smaller things that I could do so that I got that feeling of achieving. Built on that momentum, I was in the negative and in approximately 50,000 in debt 3 years ago. There you go. You can do it. Lots of women have done it. And it's very possible. There's lots of stories actually about women who've got themselves out of that kind of situation in our community. So keep positive and just, you know, find the actions that are going to get you out of that. Started with a few small things, says Jenny, and then built on that momentum quickly. It could always be worse, right? It could always be worse. Focus on that. The power type quiz, Carly, it should be in your members area. Depending on, you know, when you joined and which program, which version of the program you're actually part of. If you haven't got it, could you maybe email the office and just say that you can, that I've asked for you to get it? Because it's useful in this situation as well to have your profile. Vicky. Oh, good. Jennifer saying thanks to everyone for their responses. Okay, thanks, Carly. All right, Vicky, I will come on the line to you, my lovely. Can you unmute yourself your end, hon? Just click on the microphone symbol. It's the microphone symbol on your control panel, on your GoToWebinar control panel. It's just a little orange or green microphone symbol. Oh, you didn't mean to put your hand up. Oh, okay, fine. Fine. Okay, but you had a question, Vicky, which was, oh, good, just saying that you can relate to Jennifer's situation. Good one. Good. Good, Vicky, sorted. Okay, any other hands or comments? So do you see, I mean, we've had a lovely kind of cross-section tonight of people just using sorceress to manifest things And then at the other end of the spectrum, it's about getting into warrior S and doing the practical physical stuff that's going to get the results, right? Jennifer, I also want you to focus on sorceress at some point as well and start to dream again, start to imagine what it is that you want. And, you know, harness up and ask for some help, right? You need to get yourself out of a situation. Maybe it's difficult to find a solution. Ask for some help and access sorceress too. It really is both. It's really working on both those levels. Okay, Rocky, you seem to have an issue where you doubt yourself and it seems to slow you down in taking action. Guess warrioress is the way forward. Probably lover, actually, for you. Do you want me to open the line to you and I'll come and have a chat with you about that? Just put your hand up, Rocky, and I'll open the line to you. Cool. Hi, are you there? Rocky, just click unmute yourself your end. There you go. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. Good.
So what's all this I'm doubting myself stuff?
So I kind of I'm listening to the sort of webinar thinking, oh, okay, I get that. And then when I sit down to do stuff, I think, oh, did you really get it? Or are you sure? And this little voice that keeps going on in my head, and I think, oh, I better just double check it again. And then so I kind of loop with stuff, and I think to myself, well, oh, did I really get that? Did I miss it? And I kind of have this little bit of a doubt, part of me knows, well, this is what you kind of got to do. Then part of me just keeps double checking it and then triple checking it. And I just seem to have this doubt of myself. And I'm realizing it sort of slows me down and it's making me really cautious about stuff, which I guess is not a bad thing. But then sometimes I'm realizing that I'm not maybe getting stuff done as quick as I was, as efficiently as I could do. Because I'm just thinking to myself, I'll just double check that again. I'll just make sure I read that again. I'm not sure how to sort of, like, I think I was assuming it's warrior S, but now I think you just said it's lover. And I'm just realizing that's quite interesting, really.
So where else do you do that in your life, Rocky?
I think, you know, something when something's new to me, and I think some things I'm a bit unknown and a bit unsure. I think with finances, I've been like that for quite a while. And
yeah.
The more I've doubted, the more I've let go of it, and mm-hmm. So it's turned into like a bit of a mountain for me, really. So, and I seem to when something's, when I'm not got that, when I've got that confidence over something, and I just don't know it in my gut, so to speak, I just seem to sort of dither over it maybe a little bit and get very indecisive and stuff.
So, what the doubt? What's the main thing that you say when you're doubting yourself?
It's, oh, are you sure? I don't, it's like a, do you really know what you're doing? I'm not sure you know what you're doing. It's
okay. And what do you worry will happen if you don't know what you're doing?
I'll make a mess of some sort. I'll make things worse than what I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to do and want to do and like to do. I'm thinking, am I going to create trouble? Am I going to create
problems?
Am I going to,
And what do you worry would happen if you created trouble?
Well, the consequences of you know, losing money or, you know, making a bit of a mess and just, I guess, just looking like more of an idiot, really.
Looking like an idiot? Is it looking like an idiot or is it not having the money?
I guess both, really. Yes, both.
Okay.
Not having the money and made a mess, therefore not having the money. And then thinking, oh, God, yeah, well, you shouldn't bother, should you? You clearly didn't know what you're doing. So a bit of both, I guess.
Okay, so looking like an idiot is something that you want to do the release process on, Rocky, because that's actually, can you see that you're so afraid of that you're not willing to take action, and you're doubting yourself all the time because you've got a program in there, I would say, that you feel you're not good enough.
Right, yeah. No, and that's actually really quite true. I've kind of told myself for a long, long time that this is beyond my capacity, this is beyond my ability. This is, I've kind of told myself a little bit of that. And, you know, it's like sometimes, like, you know when you're watching television, you're changing the channel. If something comes on about finance, oh, I won't get that, change the channel, I won't get that, change the channel. I keep just changing the channel of it all. So I've kind of told myself for a while that I don't know what I'm doing, really.
All right. Yeah. You've got access to the Soft Powercast, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Yes, can you please do some homework for me or for you.
Yes.
For me.
Yes.
Yes. Can you please listen to the Shame podcast?
Shame, okay.
I think it's number 44 from memory, but maybe not. Can you please listen to the Inner Critic podcast?
Inner Critic, uh-huh.
And can you then please do the Limitation Release Process?
Limitation Release Process.
Which is in okay. your area, and do it on not being good enough.
Okay, not being good enough, yes.
All right.
Yes, when, okay, perfect.
Once you've done that, you'll then have some tools that if the inner critic, you know, turns up and goes, oh, come on, you don't know what you're doing. You're really not good enough. You'll have some tools to be able to deal with it like that and be able to, you know, just hear it as a voice rather than think it's true.
Okay.
Once you've done that, then you'll be able to look at the things that you've got to do around money just as objective things, like brushing your teeth, remember?
Yes. Yes, I remember that from the retreat. Yes.
Yeah, money is just brushing your money stuff is just brushing your teeth. But for you, it's not brushing your teeth yet. You need to let go of the emotional charge around this self-doubt thingy, which is just an old hangover from past beliefs that you've had about yourself. But it's time to let all that stuff go and learn a different relationship with your inner critic so that you can not get tripped up by that in the future. And then get back in the driving seat, harness your warrior ass, and get on with sorting the thing out.
Okay, that sounds good. And then what was that about the lover stuff? That was quite interesting as well, because I think
absolutely. If you don't feel good enough, you're not valuing yourself.
Okay.
Lover is the power type to go to love yourself, to value yourself, to treat yourself as though you value yourself. So if you can go listen to the lover power. You know, the power casts are coming out. The power type power casts are coming out shortly. So the next one is going to be on each of the power types.
Okay.
So wherever you've got access to information about lover, go check it out. And the enhanced exercises for lover. Have you got the cards?
I've got the cards actually. I must dig them out then. Yes.
So get them out. And the enhancing exercises for lover are things like beautifying your environment. So, you know, get a nice cushion or put some nice scarves around or do your bedroom or put a pretty picture behind your computer or something. And also doing something lovely for yourself. So soft play, you know, like a massage or a bath, doing your nails, going to have some yummy spa day or something. But everything, or just putting extra chocolate sprinkles on your cup of coffee in the morning. But everything that you do, like, it needs to be, I'm giving this to myself because I'm valuable, I'm worthwhile.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Do you see how that counteracts that old story?
Yeah, it does actually. Yeah. But I'm probably quick on the other side, but maybe not quick that much on the.
So, yeah. So you need to really work on lover, and once you can work with the lover, then warrioress will just be kind of a natural progression from there. But it's hard to get into warrioress and fight when you don't believe that you can win.
That's really made a difference. That's where, right? Yep, that's made a good connection for me.
So lover definitely first for you.
Oh, fantastic. That makes a lot of sense, actually, it does.
Good. Well done, my lovely. Let us know how you're doing next time, okay?
Yes, for sure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have you got a buddy to keep you accountable?
I haven't, no. I've not really got a buddy, no.
Okay. Do you want to just reach out in the forum, or if anyone on the line is happy to be a buddy for Raki and keep her accountable to doing those little bits and pieces, then that would be great.
That'd be lovely, yeah.
Yeah, you'll want some accountability around that, Raki, just to, you know, make sure you're moving forward with it.
Yeah.
Good job. Thanks, darling. Well done.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Thank
you're welcome.
Thanks.
Brilliant. Love it. Okay. Eliza, or is it Eliza or Elisa? I'm not sure which way you pronounce your name, my love. Which of the jam jars does grocery shopping come out of? Grocery shopping should probably come out of housekeeping. You know, housekeeping is your bills, your shopping, your day-to-day bills that come out that you spend money on. Just things that are necessary for life is the housekeeping gem jar. Good. Cool. Thank you. All right. So I'm not seeing any other questions or hands. Nope. Any last minute questions? Hands? Otherwise, we'll wrap up for tonight and you can all go off unpacking or doing your limitation release process or whatever you're up to. So thank you so much, everybody, for participating so beautifully in the 10-week wealth turnaround. Wherever you're up to, please don't judge yourselves. Don't judge anyone else. Just get on with doing your thing. Keep getting what's in the way out of the way and keep showing up. That's the main thing. Just keep showing up. We're holding your hand. We're there to keep you accountable. And if you need extra support, reach out and ask somebody. You know, it's just such a lovely example tonight of how we can all support each other. And someone out there's got the answer. So just ask the question. So have a wonderful rest of your evening. I look forward to seeing many of you at the conference on the weekend in, goodness, a couple of days' time. And otherwise, have a great rest of your evening. Take care, everyone. We'll be in touch soon. Bye.